Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 101.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me today. We are on episode number 101. I have a lot to go over in this episode, so hopefully I remember everything. I should have taken notes, but I didn't. I'm kind of on a time crunch. Now, today is Thursday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be releasing this podcast, and usually I record the podcast early. Last week, we had our 100th episode podcast, and we've gotten so many amazing reviews. And honestly, I just want to take a second to say thank you. Like, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's amazing to see all the support and all the followers and in the reviews. And I mean, so many people actually spent time and saying stuff. I did say you could just leave a simple, you know, this podcast rocks, which people did. I have no problem with that. That's still awesome. So thank you to those people. So thank you to everybody. I mean, it means so much to me to see other people enjoying this and getting a lot out of the podcast and learning and improving. That's really, honestly, all I wanted this podcast to do and jazzpianoschool.com in general to do is just give others the opportunity to learn jazz in a structured and organized way that you can feel confident about, right? So that you don't feel like you're guessing. You don't feel like you're kind of just doing it on your own. You don't feel like you're kind of looking for a needle in a haystack, right? Where there's really kind of no plan, no structure, roadmap to follow. And that's what Jazz Piano School is all about. So again, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Now, about the contest, I haven't picked the winners yet, right? So what's going to happen is that on the beginning of the editing, we're going to announce the winners. I couldn't do it on the audio because today's Thursday, and so I'm giving it till tomorrow. So if more reviews come in as you're listening to this, I mean, we released these on Friday, but I'm recording it on Thursday. So I had to wait all the way up until Friday. So what we're going to do is put the final touches on the video right before we publish it. We're going to pick the two winners. So at this point, right, there has been a winner picked. So you should have seen this. It's kind of hard for me to record this a day early and then talk as we're on Friday. But you should have seen the winner in the video, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And if you're just listening to the podcast through audio, then go and look for the the winner in the the beginning of the video, okay? Now, the winner should send us an email to info@jazzpianoschool.com, okay, from the username that you used, right? And so, again, we're giving away two memberships, the lifetime membership and basically the lab membership as well. Now, speaking of the lab, I wanted to give everybody, I guess this doesn't have to do with the lab, actually. But anyway, for all the people who did reviews, thank you so much. I wanted to give you guys, everyone who left a review and took the time to do that, I wanted to give you guys something as well. So I want to give everybody a month for free to Jazz Piano School. And I also want to give you one of our, it's going to be converted kind of in a way, one of our small mini courses. It's going to be put into the lab called Solo Piano Essentials. And so that's going to be kind of just a small course you can keep forever. You can use the stuff and information there forever, but you'll also have access to Jazz Piano School, the main curriculum, for a month for free, right? There's no strings attached or anything like that. You don't have to enter your credit card. I'm just going to give you a month for free. You can use all the material in there. It's completely up to you. Now, everyone who entered and left a comment, all you have to do, again, is email us, okay, at info@jazzpianoschool.com. Now, I'm asking people who left a review if you can email us from a similar email to your username. I know that might always not be possible. Or just out of good faith, right? Email us and tell us that that is your username. That was your comment that you left, right? Now, for the people out there who will email, hear this, and email and say that was their username. If we get two we get two people claiming to be the username, we're going to write both of you guys back and say we got two, okay? So if you are the person out there that is trying to play the system, right, I would urge you to not, because if we do get two or duplicates, I'm not going to give both out. So unfortunately, that's the way it goes. So anyone trying to play the system, please refrain. And if you do, well, I mean, you're just going to have to live with the guilt of not leaving a review and trying to make use of this contest, which is, you know, unfortunate to other people. So hopefully no one does that. You'll have a week to claim your membership, okay, your account, your 1 month free, but your Solo Piano Essentials, the mini course, will be yours forever, okay? And again, you'll have a week to claim that as well, all the way up until we release the next podcast next Friday, okay? So again, email us at info@jazzpianoschool.com. Copy and paste your review. Let us know that was your username, screen name, preferably. If it matches something close to your email, that's going to be much more credible, right, to your case. But again, that's how you will do that. Now, more news, more keeping before we launch into things. The lab launch is very quickly coming. All right. So people have been asking about it. People have been asking about what the lab is going to be, how it's different. You may not be familiar with Jazz Piano School. You may just be a podcast listener, right? You may have just listened to all the podcasts, which is completely fine as well. You can continue to use all the information in the Jazz Piano School podcast. I'm not going to stop the free podcast, right? But if you're looking to take your Jazz Piano School to the next level and really make use of our structured and organized, you know, system and products and services, which are really growing and becoming more innovative, right? We're really expanding a lot of things with our new website design, the lab launch, our main curriculum, some new specialty courses. We got a lot of stuff going on. So again, we're quickly really, really kind of exploding. We're kind of blowing up right now. But if you want to make use of that, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com. Now, the subscription we have for members is for our main curriculum. That's going to be a step-by-step journey, which basically, you have to do no guesswork, right? You're kind of moving down the path of in a Jazz Piano School kind of a learning sequence or learning environment, right? We're giving you everything you need in a step-by-step format so that you can confidently kind of just move through all the materials, practice what you need to, and improve, right? You don't have to kind of guess what you're practicing at. You don't have to sit down at the piano and meander just kind of playing the same tunes over and over. You have a plan. You can put the plan in place. You can practice. You can break through your plateaus, make progress, and that's all there is to it. I mean, you just need to put in the work. That's the final step, right? You're not kind of gathering materials and laying out the plan for yourself. Now, we're going to be launching the lab, which is going to be mini courses, right? Mini upgrade formulas to very specific parts of your jazz piano playing. Now, we're doing this because a lot of people, you know, want just specific things. They just want to know how to comp through a blues. They just want to know some advanced reharms. They just want to get better at their bebop, you know, improv. Excuse me. They just want to get better at their voice leading connection through random chords. They just want to get better at playing tunes, learning standards, right? How to arrange standards for solo piano. How to, you know, get a more out sound when you're playing, when you're improvising. Just a slew of different upgrade formulas that we're going to have in the lab. The other great thing about the lab is that some of our staff and myself, we're going to be filming our gigs for gig analysis. Now, this has been a part of the main curriculum, but we're going to really kind of up it a little bit. And some of our staff from New York who's playing consistently in the city, I'm out in California, I have gigs as well, but they have some other gigs in New York that are really kind of high profile gigs, you know, playing at Lincoln Center and stuff like that. They're going to be filming their gigs. They're going to be analyzing their gigs and talking about them. We're going to be releasing that on a monthly basis inside the lab. Okay, there's going to be a lab group. There's going to be all the upgrade formulas. You can purchase specific upgrade formulas if you want, or you can subscribe to the whole lab. Now, for more information on the lab, I won't go into all the details, but again, it's coming up soon. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com/lab launch. jazzpianoschool.com/lab launch. Now, go ahead and enter your email address into the opt-in form if you want to be put on the list that we're going to send the promotional emails out to. Like, I'm just going to be a straight shooter here. We're going to release the lab at a discount, okay, which is going to include the main curriculum. We're going to give some options and stuff like that, so whatever, you know, fits you best. But those people are going to receive promotional emails for discounts for the early bird special for the launch, right? So the launch is basically your opportunity to get in, you know, before we move the price up to full price and stop the launch. After we stop the launch, right, you'll no longer to be able to get these discounts, okay? It's just because we're celebrating the launch live. So again, jazzpianoschool.com/lab launch. Enter email. All you're going to get is a thank you email. You won't get anything else, right? You're just going to get a thank you email. You've been added to the list. When we launch the lab, we're going to be sending you emails about the options, about all the features, about what our plans are for the lab, everything like that, all the courses that are going to be involved. And then again, you can make your decision whether you want to join or not. You still don't have to join, but you'll get all the information. You'll get all the discounts. It's a good thing to do. All right. So I think that's it. So with all that being said, in today's episode, I'm going to be going over some rhythmic comping, okay, and specifically targeted to rhythmic comping involving harmonic changes, okay? Let's dive right in. So here we go. With our first rhythmic comping change, when we start to comp, right, a lot of people will think of rhythms and comping, right? So, let me turn that down a little bit. So different rhythms that you'll use in comping, right? Now, I want to break it down just a little bit further. And again, this episode, this kind of material is actually taken straight from one of the upgrade formulas in the lab. It's actually one of the steps in our overall blues, total blues comping foundation plan for all levels. And I'm talking about focusing in on harmonic change comping. So what does that mean exactly? It's when the chord change changes, right? So we don't need to necessarily focus on everything that's involving in the measure that kind of racks or rattles our brain, right? But if we just focus on the rhythms that are involved when the change happens, right? So if I play an F7 going to a B-flat 7, right? What rhythms am I going to use to reflect the harmonic change or movement? So I'm going to talk about them. Now, there's four that I'm going to talk about today. Very easy, right? This is going to be an easy episode to think about, but it's also kind of mentally, you can start to approach or attack your rhythmic comping plan in all tunes. I'm just using a blues as an example because it's from the upgrade formula, but in all tunes, thinking about what rhythms you're playing as you change, right? As you change your chord. And it's a really good strategy and approach because it's really going to focus your rhythmic comping. And that's the most important part, moving from my F to my B-flat 7, maybe to my B diminished, to my C minor. Those are the most important parts. And I think people get really kind of overwhelmed with, oh, I got to play all these different rhythms in the measure. Like, no, not really. So here's the first harmonic change that I love to use. It's the 4, beat 4, and beat 1. Super simple, right? But it actually, I mean, it's amazing, but it sounds so good. So we play on beat 1, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right? That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, okay? Now I'm adding some textures in, a little bit of a slide, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now, can you use these back-to-back? I wouldn't recommend it, right? So I can't just keep using 4 to 1, that rhythmic approach throughout the entire blues. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. It's going to sound silly, right? So we need to put variety in, but there's still great harmonic rhythmic changes. We just, once I go through them, you can mix and match these and it'll sound really good, okay? So that's the first one. Now, the other great thing about this first one is if we add a reharm, okay, movement into our comping, it's going to sound that much better. So if I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now, what did I do there? I went to a B7. Just the tritone of F. So I, instead of playing the F again, I used motion from the tritone of F. The tritone of F7 is going to be our B7 chord. B7, right? So essentially I'm playing the same chord again. I'm just creating movement because we have a different bass note now, right? A different harmony. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right? 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, 4, 1, right? So D flat. C minor, okay, and then wherever you're off to, okay? So that's the 4-to-1 comping rhythm. Again, works really great if you place a tritone or some sort of harmonic rhythm leading up to the next chord. So I could also go 1, 2, 3, 4, like A7 into my B flat 7. That sounds super cool. Like an A7 altered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Something like that, right? Now, number two is going to be 3 and then the and of 4. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. So we have another, we play the same chord on beat 3 that we started with. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. And then we change on the and of 4, right? We're always changing the chord right around beat 4 or, you know, before beat 1, on beat 1, or the and of 1, which you'll see again too. Okay? So that's 3 and 4 and. That's a really nice one too, and we can add the tritone in there if we want as well. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. I love that. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. Right? That one specifically is great as well. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now you see how I combined number 1 and number 2, and it sounds fantastic. It sounds amazing. I mean, it's adding so much more depth into your rhythmic comping playing. So here's number 2. And I'm going to combine it with number 1. So number 2 again is 3 and 4 and. Number 1 is 4, 1. 1, 2, 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So again, what did I do there? I just took a tritone of C7. And because C, you know, resolves back to F. Okay, so I went F sharp, 1. So 4, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So I'm combining now. That's what I want you to do as well. By the way, there's no practice materials for this just because there's a few short rhythms here that I'm going to go over quickly. So just practice these rhythms on your own. Practice the comping rhythms throughout blueses, throughout all tunes as well. And again, we're specifying our practice and our targeted rhythms into the harmonic changes. So just when the changes are happening, okay? Again, if you have two full measures of just one chord, right? That's, you know, that's not what we're working on right now, okay? So number 3 is just going to be the and of 4. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. So just anticipating, right? We're anticipating the next chord. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. Again, these can be short or long, by the way. I just kind of thought about that. So most of these can be short or long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. But again, especially with short and long, you kind of want to think about, that's a whole nother podcast actually, long and short comps. You need a balance in there. You can't just have all short, you can't just have all long. For the 4-1, I kind of like just quarter notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and hold the 1 out. I don't really like a short on the 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. It's all right. Well, here's number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, two, three, and four, and. I would say long and short work for both of those. Here's the and of 4, the anticipation. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. Whoops, sorry. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. So probably long and short work for both of those as well. So that's number 3, just anticipating. The and of 4, that's a really good one as well. Here's another one of my favorites is going to be the and of 4 and the and of 1. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. You know, I didn't really count that right. And one, and, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, and one, and. So my actual chord, that the B-flat 7, I'm actually playing on the upbeat of 1. I'm not playing right on the downbeat of 1, right? 1, 2, 3, and 4, and one, and. You see that? So I'm playing on the upbeat. I'm playing the same chord on the upbeat of 4, and then switching, actually, so I play my B-flat 7 on the upbeat of 1. And again, we can use our tritone movement there as well. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2. That's a cool thing to do because it's like a staggered. It's like oh, right? It's off. And then if you come back with a 4-1, that's a nice, you know, juxtaposition of, you know, downbeats and upbeats. So you have an all upbeat comp, then you have an all downbeat comp. So here's what that would sound like. 1, so 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, 4, 1. Right? So kind of mixing and matching these different types of rhythms. The last one I'm going to talk about is going to be 3 comps in a row. You're going to have the and of 4, the downbeat of 1, and then 1 and. Okay? So 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1 and. Now you don't have to, you can, as far as what harmonically to play, I added the tritone in, but you can do and 1 and. You can do with all of the same chord, right, of the chord that you're moving to. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, and. Doesn't sound quite as good in my opinion, But it works, especially maybe if you're comping in a different register or using a different way of comping. Like doing something like that. One, two, three, four. Like that sounds much better than doing... That kind of sounds a little strange, right? So it's more kind of a hitty comp, like a big man comp, like da-da-da, right? Less of a, you know, you're not really... It's more, again, much more rhythmic, punchy. So using that kind of first movement of your drop to B7 going into your B-flat 7 here. You could do that as well. Put the 13 on top. 2, 3, 4. I love that. I love that. It's a really cool one. Okay. So again, number one is 4-1. Number two is 3 and 4 and, right? So 3 and 4 and. Number three is the and of 4, just anticipation. Number four is and of 4 and of 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, and 2. Right, you can also switch, or you can play double the same chord. I wouldn't do long comps for that one. I wouldn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. I'd probably make those short. It's going to sound best that way. And then the last one we had is the and of 4-1 and the 1 and. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1 and. Again, if we did this, that would sound cool too. So B7, right, to our B-flat 7, I'm using some blues up here. So the minor third going to the 1. That sounds really good as well, okay? So work on these harmonic comps. And again, focus on targeting your rhythmic approach and practice to just thinking about what rhythms you are playing. Now, are there more rhythms in this? Yes, of course. But you want to start out with these. Start out with some basic rhythms. And then depending upon how advanced you are, or if you're an intermediate player, you can kind of tweak these, right? So if you're a more advanced player, you can still use the mental approach. The mental approach towards practicing the harmonic change applies to everybody. I mean, anyone can practice their harmonic approach no matter what level you are. I can practice this. You know, great players can practice this. It doesn't matter. It's just the rhythmic... your rhythmic, you know, repertoire is going to be different. So as a beginner, you can use the examples I gave you, even an intermediate player, right? You can use those. I love using these as well. But if you're more advanced, just take the concept of focusing on your changes and really focus your rhythmic approach and practice around just what rhythms you're going to play to make that harmonic change in a tune or the blues or whatever it may be. Okay, so again, just kind of to go over the house cleaning again, for everyone who kind of gave us a review over the last couple days, and again, the winners, okay, send your emails to info@jazzpianoschool.com, okay? We're going to give out a free month to everyone who left a review and the Solo Piano Essentials, and the winners, whoever they are, right, because I haven't picked them yet as I'm recording this, but you should have seen them in the beginning of the video, send your email to the info@jazzpianoschool.com. And anyone interested in our lab launch, okay, which again will probably be coming, if I had to say, maybe end of October, early November, go to jazzpianoschool.com/lab launch, okay, put your email address in. You're just going to get an email saying thank you, you are on the list. And then when we have more promotional materials ready, as far as the options go, you'll get that as well. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be amazing, right? I'm really excited for this. Okay. So again, it's going to complement our main course curriculum very, very well. So we have a 600 video main course curriculum. The lab is going to be like the, I don't know, man, it's just going to be great. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Cause you can just get little bits of information just real quick, these really small upgrade formulas, and be like, wow, you just like completely transformed one area of your playing, right? Like your comping or your voice leading, or, you know, your tune review, your tune analysis, right? How to play over specific progressions. That's going to be fantastic. I love it. I love this, guys. Thank you so much for your support. I can't thank you enough. Until next time. Wait, did I have something I was going to do next week? Yes, you have a week until you can collect your free month. Okay, so just remember that you have up until next Friday, right? So next Friday is the last point, and then we will no longer be giving out the free information. You have a week to collect your review if you did leave a review. Okay, so again, thank you so much, guys. I'll talk to you next week, and happy practicing.